Hello.
Oh, hi, Brian. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I'm not sure if you got the notification, but they canceled your website yesterday. It's still up and running. It has the orange banner at the top, but the calls will no longer come through the website. So I just wanted to get with you and see if you and Megan fixed that problem.
Yeah. How much is it?
It was for $249, your past due amount.
$249, and that's for the league?
Exactly. So that's not the activation budget for the leads. That is just for the monthly subscription that you have with the local SEO and the Facebook ads. One option you have there, Brian, is we could remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149. Oh, I'm sorry. It's $199 without the Facebook ads. Your subscription's $299 monthly, but $199 without the Facebook ads.
Okay, let me go ahead and wake her up. I'm kind of trapped at the house for a minute. Let me go ahead and wake her up, and I'm gonna get to the bottom of this right now. So
yeah,
just call me back.
Do.
Yeah, and I'll have you an answer instead of not having you an answer.
Yeah, you know, it could be. Let me just verify, because I always tell you, oh, is this her number? And I give you the last four. But the whole number, is it 251-373-7216?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's the number that I've been calling. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, just to let you know, there was a call that was recorded on your dashboard where a scam caller had called you guys from Town Square Media, and those scam companies will call out and they'll say, Local Splash is not working at Google's best practices, and the websites are copy and paste, and you're not ranking on the first page, and they tell you all of these things to scare you in efforts to have you sign up with them. But the reason they're scam companies, Local Splash has legal issues with two of them. One is Town Square Media, which is the one that called you. The other one is Ali Ali. And the reason they're scams is if you do try to go with those companies, they never contact us to get access to the listings. So pretty much the companies that go with them are throwing the money down the toilet because they can't do anything with the listing if they don't have access to it, right? So just be aware, just in case, you know, she talked to that guy and it scared her or something, and then she was like purposely avoiding my call. You know, be aware that, you know, hopefully she didn't get entangled with that company, because you're just going to be wasting your money.
Hopefully she didn't do that. I should have told me about that. She did that. But let me go see what's going on. And just call me back around lunchtime. I reckon I'll have you an answer.
You got it. I'll call you around lunchtime. No worries. I'll talk to you then, Brian.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye.